ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ವುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಗದಾ ಮಾಹ್ಯಂ ದತಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಗಂ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸತಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಪಂಚಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾದಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಶ್ವರಂ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ಶೃಣ್ವತಂ ಸ್ವಕಥಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ರವಣ ಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಹೃದಯಂತಸ್ಥೊ ಹಿ ಅಭದ್ರಾನಿ ವಿಧುನೋತಿ ಸುಹೃತ್ಸತಾಂ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ. ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 3 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 31. ದ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 39. ಸಂಗಂ ನ ಕುರ್ಯಾ ಪ್ರಮದಾಸು ಜಾತು ಯೋಗಸ್ಯ ಪರಾಂ ಪಾರಂ ಪರಾಂ ಆರುರುಕ್ಷು ಮಾ ಸೇವಯಾ ಪ್ರತಿಲಬ್ಧ ಆತ್ಮಾ ಲಾಭೋ ವದಂತಿ ಯಾ ನಿರಯ ದ್ವಾರಂ. ಸಂಗಂ ನ ಕುರ್ಯಾತ್ ಪ್ರಮದಾಸು ಜಾತು ಸಂಗಂ ನ ಕುರ್ಯಾತ್ ಪ್ರಮದಾಸು ಜಾತು ಯೋಗಸ್ಯ ಪಾರಂ ಪರಂ ಆರುರುಕ್ಷು. ಯೋಗಸ್ಯ ಪಾರಂ ಪರಂ ಆರುರುಕ್ಷು ಮತ್ಸೇವಯ ಪ್ರತಿಲಬ್ಧಾತ್ಮಲಾಭೋ ಮತ್ಸೇವಯ ಪ್ರತಿಲಬ್ಧಾತ್ಮಲಾಭೋ ವದಂತಿಯ ನಿರಯ ದ್ವಾರಂ ಅಸ್ಯ. ವದಂತಿಯ ನಿರಯ ದ್ವಾರಂ ಅಸ್ಯ. ಸಂಗಂ ನ ಕುರ್ಯಾತ್ ಪ್ರಮದಾಸು ಜಾತು ಯೋಗಸ್ಯ ಪಾರಂ ಪರಂ ಆರುರುಕ್ಷು ಮತ್ಸೇವಯ ಪ್ರತಿಲಬ್ಧಾತ್ಮಲಾಭೋ ವದಂತಿಯ ನಿರಯ ದ್ವಾರಮಸ್ಯ. ಸಂಗಂ ನ ಕುರ್ಯಾತ್ ಪ್ರಮದಾಸು ಜಾತು யோகஸ்ய பாரம் பரம் மாரு ருக்ஷோ மத்சேவயா பிரதிலப்தாத்மலாபோ வதந்தியா நிரயா த்வாரமஸ்ய. சங்கம் அசோசியேஷன் நாட் குர்யாத் ஒன் ஷுட் மேக் பிரமதாசு வித் உமன் ஜாது எவர் யோகஸ்ய ஆஃப் யோகா பாரம் கல்மினேஷன் பரம் டாப் மோஸ்ட் ஆறு ருக்ஷு one who aspires to reach matsevaya by rendering service unto me pratilabdha obtained atmalabha self realization vadanti they say yah which woman niraya to hell dwaram the gateway asya of the advancing devotee. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, one who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga and has realized his self by rendering service unto me should never associate with an attractive woman, for such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell for the advancing devotee. Translation responsibly please. One who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga
and has realized his self
by rendering service unto me
should never associate with an attractive woman,
for such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell
for the advancing devotee.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The culmination of yoga is full Krishna consciousness. This is affirmed in Bhagavad Gita. A person who is always thinking of Krishna in devotion is the topmost of all yogis. And in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated that when one becomes freed from material contamination by rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can at that time understand the signs of God. Here the word pratilabdhatma labha occurs. Atma means self and labha means gain. Generally, conditioned souls have lost their atma or self, but those who are transcendentalists have realized the self. It is directed that such a self-realized soul who aspires to the topmost platform of yogic perfection should not associate with young women. In the modern age, however, there are so many rascals who recommend that while one has genitals, he should enjoy women as much as he likes. At the same time, he can become a yogi. In no standard yoga system is the association of women accepted. It is clearly stated here that the association of women is the gateway to hellish life. The association of women is very much restricted in the Vedic civilization. Out of the four social divisions, the Brahmachari, the Vanaprastha, and the Sannyasi, three orders are strictly prohibited from the association of women. Only the grahasthas or householders are given license to have an intimate relationship with a woman, and that relationship is also restricted for begetting nice children. If, however, one wants to stick to the continued existence in the material world, he may indulge in female association unrestrictedly. One who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga and has realized itself by rendering service unto me should never associate with an attractive woman,
For such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell for the advancing devotee.
So this sloka may seem very heavy type of sloka, because it's talking about woman and completely not have any association with woman. We have to understand this shastra is not discriminating anything. So there is only one Purusha. Krishna is the only Purusha. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasabda Bhritya. The Bhritya, some of the Bhrityas are, we are all Prakriti and Krishna is the only Purusha. We are Bhritya, but we are in the, some of the Bhrityas are in the male form, some of the Bhrityas in the female form. That is the only difference. It's not that we are not Purusha. The main problem is we think we are the Purusha. That is the problem of our suffering actually. We are the Prakriti and we are never Purusha. So, when for the man, woman is considered like a, here this is the attraction. And same way the woman, the man is considered attraction. It's not like all the men are glorious and the women are only downtrodden or something. It is not like that. It is the other way around. What is the object of sense gratification? So the way we see, that is a problem. So that we have to keep that in mind, because otherwise, no, sometimes people think, oh, Vedic scriptures are always talking about ill about woman. It's not only woman. Anybody thinks that they are the body, and some people are having this female body, some people are in the male's body. So that distinction is there. We have to understand the distinction. But here, when we say woman, so woman, they should not think, oh, this all talked about me only. No, it is not like for the man also, it is acceptable. Man also, yeah. The person who is advancing, the woman who is trying to advance in Krishna consciousness, they also has to be careful about the man. So it's not like this way only, the other way also. So Srila Prabhupada says here, the culmination of yoga is full Krishna consciousness. This is affirmed in Bhagavad Gita. A person who is always thinking of Krishna is in devotion, is the topmost of all yogis. So where Krishna says in this? Does anyone remember? Oh, no pandits are here. Oh, they are all sitting there. Where Krishna says the topmost of the yogis? Anyone remember? Krishna says somewhere. Yoginamapi sarvesham madhyaten antaratmanah shraddhavan bhajate yomam ameyukta tamo matah. Krishna says that is his opinion. So Srila Prabhupada quotes that, says a culmination of yoga is full Krishna consciousness. So the perfection of yoga is whatever yoga you perform, at the end of the day, you have to be always remembering Krishna and perform devotional service to Krishna. So this is what everybody is aspiring for. Everybody wants to perform pure devotional service. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmati anavritam anukulena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttamam. The uttama bhakti we are all trying to follow. This is our process. Nobody wants to perform this little bit of devotion, little bit of this thing, karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti. No, at least the devotees, they don't want. They want to, whatever the life they have, whatever the capacity they have, whatever energy they have, with that they want to perform full devotional service, 100% devotional service to Krishna. That is the whole aim. And by perform, these are, there are so many impediments are there. That is why Shastra is talking about the person who is performing to want to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime, there are impediments are there and we have to be careful. That is what he's talking about. Yeah, somebody says, oh no, I don't bother about anything. I just want to stay here for so many lifetimes. I want to check it out. Okay, then good, very good. Tatastu, you just stay here and then you try to explore this, explore that, explore this, explore that. But this sloka is talking about those who want to finish this business, want to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. We are talking about that type of personalities here. If you want to have, oh, a little bit of this, I want to check out, I want to go to Indraloka, Chantraloka, I want to see all this, what the enjoyments are there, all this, the Somarasa, all these things, you want to check out, then be here only. Don't have to worry about all these things. But here, the point mentioned here is, we are talking about the person who wants to go back home, back to Godhead. In this life, what are all the care we have to take?
So Srila Prabhupada says here, quotes the sloka in the second chapter of first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. It is also stated when one becomes freed from material contamination by rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can at that time understand the signs of God. So what is that sloka? Prabhupada quotes everything. See, it's not like Prabhupada does not say anything just out of his... He just quotes everything from Srimad Bhagavatam. He says in the series of sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, starting with Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tatarajastamo Bhava Kamalobhadayaschaye Chetayetai anavidham sthitam sattve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. So Srila Prabhupada quotes that sloka here. He says, when one becomes freed from material contamination by rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can at that time understand the signs of God. So he says, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. So these are all the ways how Srila Prabhupada explains here the whole sequence of to hear about Krishna from the Vedic literature or hear from directly through the Bhagavad Gita is itself a righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling everyone's heart, acts as a best wishing friend and purifies the devotee who constantly engages in hearing about him. In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from Bhagavatam and from the devotee, he becomes fixed in devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of passion and ignorance, and thus material lust and avarice are diminished. When these impurities are wiped away, the candidate remains steady in this position of pure goodness, become enlivened by devotional service, and understands the signs of God perfectly. So this is the Srimad Bhagavatam. The hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is so important that all the anarthas, whatever is sitting in our heart, those things are removed. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This by constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then this is the benefit. And what is this thing here? Srila Prabhupada quotes, here the word Pratilabdha Atma refers to, the Atma means self and Labha means gain. Generally, conditioned souls have lost their Atma or self, but those who are transcendentally realized the self, it is directed that a self-realized soul who aspires to the topmost platform of yoga perfection should not associate with young women. So this is these restrictions are there. It is not like the things are given. We are living in the material world. Krishna knows that. Why we came to the material world? We have Ichcha and Dvesha. Because of Ichcha and Dvesha, we came to this material world. It is not directly possible. We are not all in the Paramahamsa stage. So we have desires are there. So that is why the Vedic scriptures are giving a formula. Yeah, you remain a brahmachari or go to the Gurukul. Then the option is given whether you remain a Naishtika brahmachari or you want to get into the family life. The option is given. It's not that everybody automatically become a grahasthan. Not required. But generally in Kali Yuga, this is the situation. Because it's not all, everybody can remain a brahmachari. Some fortunate souls can remain brahmachari. So then they can remain a brahmachari and then they want to get into a family life. And then family life also, the restrictions are there. It is not that a license is given so that I can do anything and everything. And there also you have to follow the rules and regulations. And then it is a restricted sense gratification. It is allowed. And then also after some time, anybody who lives in the family life, they can say, oh, beget one child, second child, third child, fourth child. Then after that, naturally, you have to develop some renunciation. It's not like begetting a child is not the only thing. Okay, after begetting the child, you have to see to that all the education, not only material education, spiritual education, everything has to be given.
Otherwise, Pitha na sasyat, Guru na sasyat, Janani na sasyat. That sloka is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is not that just begetting a child. Begetting a child is only one thing. Then after begetting the child, how we are making sure that this is the last birth for this child. The child does not have to take birth again into this material world. That is the responsibility of the grahastha. It is not that we beget child like just like anything and then after that they also suffer, we also suffer. Not like that. So then, after that it says, pancha ordham varam gachet. So after 50 years or something, then slowly. So the Vedic scriptures are give us a formula of gradual development. It is not like immediately one day you give up everything and then you, it is not going to work actually. Especially in the Kali Yuga, it will not work. So it is a gradual process. So we should not think that, okay, Shastra says something, that means completely, oh, the Bhagavatam today said completely cut off the relationship. So from today, nothing. This we are not going to even talk about. No, not like that. It's not going to work like that. But what we have to think is, it is not like the man to the woman or woman to the man. It does not think this is an object of sense gratification. Okay, this is woman is there. So it is for my sense gratification. No, you have some allowance is given, but the ultimate aim is you have to please Lord Hari. That is samsiddhir haritoshanam. So that is the process. So here, Srila Prabhupada, when he says, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Mahatsevam dwaram ahur vimukte, tamo dwaram yositam sangi sangam. So this is like a by serving, this is Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2, Rishabhadev is giving instruction. He is saying, Mahatseva Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. By serving the Mahatmas, we go to the door for the spiritual world is opened. And Tamodhwaram Yositam Sangi Sangam. Tamodhwaram is this hellish planet. Because by Yositam Sangi Sangam, so Yositam Sangi Sangam means unrestricted association with whom. Because in the Kali Yuga, we all have to associate with woman. It's not like we are not living in the forest or something. No? We are living in the city. We are practically preaching movement. We have to talk to people. We have to associate with people. And the whole exercise, we have to remember we are not this body. This is the main thing. When we go for preaching, so then when we see, okay, we are not blind people now. Okay, when we see a woman, oh, no, they are, no, not like that. We see women also. Yeah, women are there, men are there. And what we see is, we don't just see, like, oh, this is a woman. Okay, now this is an opportunity for me for enjoyment. No, instead of that, we think, okay, this woman is there. Yes, this is a woman. But we have to engage them in Krishna's service. Not for my sense gratification. If you think it's for my sense gratification, then the problem comes. Then the problem. That is a problem. That is why Chanakya Pandit says, Matravat Paradhareshu. Matravat Paradhareshu. This is all woman other than the married wife has to be considered like a mother. Has to be considered Matravat Paradhareshu. Paradravyeshu Lostravat. Paradravya. This is like a some mother's property is Lostravat. Lostravat means this is like a dump, garbage. No? Anybody interested in garbage? No. Other than the garbage collector, you will be interested. No, nobody else will be interested. Because they have to collect it. Because we are not interested in some garbage. Because same way, Atmavat Sarva Bhuteshu Ya Pashyati Sa Panditaha. So Srila Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Sloka. Many times this sloka is quoted. Matravat Paradhareshu. So if we think like that, then there is a question of looking at somebody in a lusty way, this way or that way. There is no necessity actually. You go for preaching, you can't completely avoid, oh woman, oh, close the eyes. No, it is not possible. But instead, oh, this is my mother. This is my mother here. Mother here. We have to serve them. If that mentality is there, if that mood is there, then there is no problem. But we have to be still careful. It is not very easy to say. Very easy to say, Matravat Paradhareshu. It's not like in the lips, no? Like we have to, sometimes they say, thank you. The thank you is only in the lips only. Yeah? They are not the lips. You have to feel it. We have to mean it. The same way when we say, Matravat Paradhareshu, we have to remember, yes, this is. Every time we have to ask ourselves, okay, by, even sometimes some desire comes, so immediately we think, by having this desire, then how are we pleasing Krishna? How are we pleasing Guru? How are we pleasing Prabhupada? We have to ask this question. Shastra, that's why Shastra gives this injunction. It's not, Shastra does not just give only no, 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 no. Not giving only the no's only. It gives a positive thing. Yeah, how do you think? Then these are all the instruction. Matravat paradareshu, paradravyeshu, lostravat. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. The other people also, you, when you treat them, you treat as if you are there. Then how you treat yourself? Then that is point. That is education. That is education. It's not like all the so-called education is there just to get a job. But this education is needed by just looking at the Matru. It's like Matru is a very highest position. So we have to think like that. So Srila Prabhupada says in this purport, in the modern age, however, there are so many rascals who recommend that while one has genitals, he should enjoy woman as much he likes. And at the same time, he can become a yogi. So, 5,000 years ago, Krishna was present and Arjuna was also there. Arjuna said it is very, very difficult to control the mind. 5,000 years ago, not now. 5,000 years ago, where the situation was very favorable for spiritual cultivation, even at that time, Arjuna never wanted to follow this particular process. The yogic process is very difficult. If somebody says here, now I'm sitting here in the middle of a city and then I can perform yoga perfectly. Very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult. That's why this is Srila Prabhupada quotes in the Bhagavad Gita. I'll just read one small passage where this is from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Third chapter, Srila Prabhupada quotes, the sloka is Indriyandestriyatarte Ragadvesho Vyavastito Tayor Navasamhagache Tahi Asya Paripantito. There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. One should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. That is the whole beginning of sloka says here, those who are interested in going back home, back to Godhead, they are one who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga and has realized his self by rendering service and to me, should never associate with an attractive woman. So here Srila Prabhupada says, those who are in Krishna consciousness are naturally reluctant to engage in material sense gratification. But those who are not in such a consciousness should follow the rules and regulations of the revealed scriptures. Unrestricted sense enjoyment is the cause of material entanglement. But one who follows the rules and regulations of the revealed scripture does not become entangled by the sense objects. So, Srila Prabhupada gives a statement here, unrestricted sense enjoyment. This is unrestricted sense. Sense enjoyment has to be there. Because the senses need some engagement. You can't completely shut down all the senses. No, that is not possible. You can't just like a Buddha's philosophy was, desire is the cause of sorrow. So what can you do? Completely eliminate the desire. Kill all the desires. No, it is not possible to kill all the desire. But instead of killing the desire, purify the desire. That is our philosophy. Our philosophy is, yeah, desire is there. But the desire has to be purified. So, Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport very nicely, unrestricted sense enjoyment is the cause of material engagement. But one who follows the rules and regulations of the revealed scripture does not become entangled by the sense object. For example, sex enjoyment is a necessity for the conditioned soul. And sex enjoyment is allowed under the license of marriage rites. According to the scriptural injunction, one is forbidden to engage in sex relationship any woman other than one's wife. All other women are to be considered as one's mother. But in spite of such injunction, a man is still inclined to have sex relationship with other women. These propensities are to be curbed. Otherwise, they will be stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. So this is the... So these restrictions are there. Otherwise, like it will become very chaotic condition. So, Srila Prabhupada gives this formula and none of the yoga system, whether Jnana Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, any of the yoga systems also does not allow unrestricted sense enjoyment. Does not. Not only bhakti yoga, this actually, as a matter of fact, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, all these things, they completely shut down all this association with women. Only in bhakti yoga it is allowed. Bhakti yoga is so potent that what happens is like the purity of bhakti yoga completely burns all the desires for sense gratification. This is bhakti, vasudeve bhagavati, bhakti yoga prayojitaha, janayanti asu vairagyam, jnanam chayad haitukam. This Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaka. By engaging in the devotional service of Vasudeva, so wonderful in the whole process, this Janayanti Asu Vairagya, this Vairagya, Jnana and Vairagya automatically comes actually. The people who are aspiring for the other yoga system, they want to get knowledge, they want to get renunciation, they want to get this, get that. All these things are automatically accomplished in Bhakti Yoga. Why? Because we engage in Bhakti Krishna's Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha, Janayanti Asu Vairagyam. Vairagya is a byproduct of Bhakti. It's not that you have to separately aspire for Vairagya, separately aspire for knowledge. No, it is automatically given. Why? Because Krishna is very, very inclined towards his devotee. He says in Bhagavad Gita, those who are constantly Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Preeti Puraham Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Enamam Upayam. He gives the intelligence. He gives the buddhi. I may not have the buddhi, but so I am engaged in Krishna's devotional service, and Krishna is his anukampa. He says the next slope, Teshanukam Partham Aham Ajnanajam Tamaha Nasayami Atma Bhavasto Jnana Deepena Bhaswata. He, because of his compassion towards the living entity, he say, oh, you are engaged in my devotional service. Okay, I will give you the knowledge. I will give you the intelligence by which you can come back to me. So Krishna makes the arrangement. It's not like my own intelligence. Krishna is giving the intelligence. Because you are always engaged in devotional service, Krishna makes the arrangement. Krishna gives the guarantee, this Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Preeti Purvakam. This underlying word, Preeti Purvakam, is Preeti Purvakam. If you worship Krishna, Krishna gives the intelligence. Krishna protects actually. Krishna protects from the fallen. Because if we keep Krishna as the center, the words of Prabhupada as the center, words of Guru as the center, because when the devotee goes, what he thinks? I am a representative of Srila Prabhupada. If we do something which is not in line with Prabhupada's teaching, then the blame will come to whom? They are going, all the Hare Krishnas are like this. If we do something, one small thing, when we wear tilak and sit in the outside, and then you do some activity, then they are not going to blame you. They are just going to make a blanket statement, all the Hare Krishnas are like that only. But we have to be very careful. That way, when we go out, we are not just representing myself. I am not representing myself. We are representing the whole Guru Parampara. And same way, if we do something good also, these Hare Krishnas are wonderful. They are doing a wonderful job. So it is up to us what kind of thing we project actually. We have to be very careful. By performing one activity, then we can completely ruin the whole thing. People may say, all these fellows are like, one person would have done something, immediately everybody is like this one. We have to be careful. That's why Prabhupada calls this a war against Maya. Everybody knows that it's a war against Maya, but we have to be, we should not fear too much also, because if you fear too much, I won't do anything, Maya will catch me, Maya will catch me. No, but your Krishna is in your side. We have to be afraid of Maya. Definitely we have to be afraid of Maya, but our only this thing, shelter, is Krishna is there. Krishna is always with, Krishna is ready to give protection all the time. All the time. This is what Krishna says. Name bhakta pranashyati shipram bhavati dharmatma saswasantim nigachati kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna gives the guarantee, my devotee will not be vanquished. What is the guarantee? Does it mean the devotee will not die? No, Krishna does not give that guarantee. Krishna says, name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee, he will come back to me without fail. Without fail. Krishna will protect. Krishna will, whatever the promise he has given, he will keep this promise. It's not like some XYZ is giving promise. Supreme Lord, he is giving the promise. In the Shastra, we have so many examples of promise. Whatever Krishna protected, Krishna gives the promise, he keeps the promise. The whole Mahabharata is the testimonial for that. Krishna didn't care about his, Krishna took a promise also. Krishna says, I will not take any Shastra in the hand. But when Arjuna was in difficulty, he completely gave up all his promise. He just went and wanted to kill Bhishma Dev. He didn't care about what is his prestige or what will happen. People will say so many things. No, he didn't care about anything. Because my devotee has to be protected. That is Krishna's mission. So we have to keep that. If we keep that in mind, then when we perform our activities, even start contemplating the activity, at that time only we should think, oh, why am I doing this? Will this going to please Krishna? Will that activity be, it's like I am claiming myself a devotee of Krishna. By performing this activity, will I be pleasing Krishna? That question we have to ask all the time. In our life, this question has to go all the time. Not that, okay, oh, today morning I'm eating khichdi, will that be? No, not every major step when we are taking in our life, we have to ask this question. With this activity, is it going to please Krishna? Am I calling myself a devotee of Krishna? Whether this is going to please Krishna? If it is going to please Krishna, then it's fine. But how you'll find out whether it is going to please Krishna or not? How to find out? Sadhu Shastra Guru, exactly. Narottam Das Thakur, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya, Chitete Kuriya Akya. Because Sadhu Shastra Guru are there. So we can find out by performing this activity if we are pleasing Krishna or not. So that we have to always ascertain whether by performing this. Because if we can do this, then we won't have a problem. Otherwise the desires will be always there. Always desires will be there. Desires will be just coming and going, coming and going. But the devotee, the desire comes in. It's not the devotee is like a completely dull and he is like a dumb person. No, devotee's mind also desires are coming. But he has a spam filter. The email, we have a filter there. The filter there, oh, is it coming there? You'll put it there. So we have a spam filter. So the desire will come, but immediately what will happen? The filter will filter. Oh, no. This will drag me down to the hellish condition. No, I don't want to go. So immediately. That is why we don't want to wait till the last minute. The desire becomes so big and then want to control the desire. No. That is why Krishna says, in the beginning only, this where Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, contemplation of the objects of the senses. Vishaya vinivartante. No, not that sloka. Dhyayato vishayan pumsam sangasteshu bajayate. Sangha sanjayate kama. Kamat krodo bijayate. Because starting is contemplation of the object of the senses. Contemplation only. So in the contemplation stage only we have to cut. We don't want to wait till, okay, contemplation, and then after that it's like slowly growing, it becomes like a Buddha Haram, big, and then trying to control that. It is very difficult. So at the contemplation stage only, for that contemplation stage, cutting, we need this buddhi, then only we can cut. If we don't have intelligence, we don't have the clear intelligence, then we won't be able to cut that non-Krishna conscious thought. We won't be able to cut. So we have to cut at that stage. That is why Shastra is there. Shastra recommends. Matravat paradaresho. At the time only, that's it. You don't have to think anyway, left or right. No, same thinking. Matravat paradaresho. Shankaracharya says, Nari sthanabara nabi desham, drishtva maha moha vesham, etat mamsam vasadi viharam, manasi vichintiya bharam bharam. So he says, when you see something, you see, okay, somebody may be beautiful, but still it is a transformation of what? Flesh and all this. This is the way we have to think. Srila Prabhupada gives a story of liquid beauty. Everybody knows that story, liquid beauty. So we have to think like that. Otherwise, you know, the mind will take you all over the place. Mind will take completely whole 360 degrees it will take. And then we will not be able to control the mind. So this is what the Shastra gives all these things. So that we can somehow live here and also control of the mind has to be there. So Srila Prabhupada continues in this purport, in no standard yoga system is the association of women accepted. It is clearly stated here that the association of women is gateway to hellish life. Again, we discussed when he says gateway to life, women should not think, oh, we are all like a condemned entity. No, man also like that only. If the woman is attached to man or man is attached to woman, then also it is condemned. A woman who is trying to make spiritual advancement, if it's too much attached, because family life means some attachment will be there. Otherwise, why family? Remain sannyasi, remain a brahmachari only. Family life means that's undue attachment. Undue attachment is not needed. The attachment has to be Krishna. If attachment to Krishna is there and the family happily serving Krishna, then that family is not going to create any problem. Only problem comes when the family, then there is a, the aim is different. Okay, somebody is, my aim is going towards Krishna, my aim going movie, serial, all that. Then there is a conflict of interest. There is a conflict of interest there. If there is interests are same, that is why that sloka when he says, Anya Abhilashita Sunyam, not Abhilashita Sunyam. The sloka he says, Abhilashita Sunyam is not possible. Anya Abhilashita Sunyam. That means the desires which are in line with Krishna's desire, those desires are welcome. That desires have to be there. Not that completely give up the desire. Hanumanji was a great devotee. That means he didn't have any desire. He had so many desires actually. So many desires he had. Because he had desire, but his main desire, all the desires were in line with Lord Ramachandra Murthy's desire. How to rescue Mother Sita, how to do all these activities. This is his desire. Same way, Srila Prabhupada, he had so many desires, not one or two desires. He had so many, unlimited. Unlimitedly, he had to propagate Krishna consciousness. Whenever Srila Prabhupada said, always double, triple, like, always he had so many desires. But none of personal, he didn't have any desire for something for himself, nothing. Practically nothing. So he always had the desire, yes, how to further Krishna consciousness. That is his desire. So same way, devotees also can have desire, unlimited desire they can have, but all the time we have to remember this desire is to how to further Krishna's desire. That should be our thing. So if you try to further Krishna's desire, Krishna says in the end of Bhagavad Gita, there is no devotee is more great, dear to me than one who tries to give this knowledge to others and give the message of Krishna to everyone. That person is very, very dear to Krishna. Why? He is doing Krishna's desire. He is, whatever Krishna wants, this person is trying to execute. Yeah, the person who is trying to execute Krishna's desire, now you look at this government, a small government. You work. You are a government servant. Government protects you. Government is looking after your, okay, you are trying to execute. And government gives you salary, gives all the protection. You get the immunity, like all these things. The same way, if you think small government can protect you so much, if you work for Krishna, do you think Krishna is going to let you down? No, Krishna will never let us down. When you perform Krishna's devotional activity, when you are working on behalf of Krishna, then Krishna takes all the care so that until the last minute, your whole thing is successful. That is why Krishna goes out of the way, say, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma, Saswa Santim Nigachati, Kaunteya Pratijanehi, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished at any. Have you seen in any of the Shastra, any of this, our whole Mahabharata, Ramayana, anywhere, Krishna or Ramachandra Murthy gave up somebody? No. When somebody becomes a devotee of the Lord, for him, there is no. This is like even sometimes, not like even Pandavas, sometimes it may seem like they were losing. They were losing. Like for time being, like, oh, they are losing that gambled game, Draupadi is insulted, this, that. But ultimate, no, there is no loss for them. Ultimately, not here also, and they go back home, back to God also. There is no loss for them. So, Srila Prabhupada continues that, and this association of women is very much restricted in the Vedic civilization. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked this question. Who is a Vaishnava? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked this question. I think this is a Kulina Grama, that devotees, when they visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they ask this question. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, is asatsanga tyage Vaishnava achar, strisangi ega asadu Krishna abhaktar. So this is like a asatsanga tyage ye Vaishnava achar. Vaishnava achar means asatsanga tyaga. This is the biggest thing. Asatsanga tyaga. Because this is like a most of the time when we come to Krishna consciousness, the biggest problem is what will happen to all these people, what they will think. What they will think? They will think something. You do this way also, they will blame you. Do other way also, they will blame you. That is why the asatsanga tyaga is very, very. This is very difficult to give up also. Because we have got used to this association. We go to this asat sangha for so many lifetime. So giving up this asat sangha. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, what is the asat sangha? Srisangi ega asadu Krishna abhakta. See, this is like a man too much attached to the opposite sex. It's too much. This is, some attachment will be there. So it's not like a, no attachment at all. Because how the family will run them? Wife has to have some attachment to the husband. Husband has to have some attachment to wife. They have to attachment to children. then only the family will run. Otherwise, you know, if nobody has, everybody is, then you should remain a brahmachari or you should remain as a sannyasi. Don't have to, because this is another problem. No? Like we don't want to pretend and then want to become like a, when you are a grahastha life, you have to be in a grahastha life. It's not a grahamedi life. Shastra gives very interesting distinction between grahastha and grahamedi. Grahastha is an ashram. Ashram means spiritual development is there. Grahamedi is not ashram. Grahamedi is just like a, whatever they eat, whatever they do. This is that type of lifestyle. That lifestyle is condemned. But grahastha life is not condemned. So we have to do our activities, whatever is. That's why this is a asatsanga tyage vaishnavacha. Asatsanga. This we have to always keep that in mind. When we are trying to make advancement, this whatever the asatsanga will drag us down. One time we are trying to make advancement. The other side, this is like the hatisnan. Hatisnan. Hatisnan, what happens? Hati wants to, this elephant wants to take bath. Very nice. So wants to go and take bath in this river. And then as soon as it comes out of this this thing, and then mud will be again put in the head. What is the use actually? This is just now you took bath. Just now we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all these glories of all these things. Again, we just went, get into this, all the news and this and that, all these mundane things. What is the use? Yes. Okay, definitely hearing Srimad Bhagavatam will be beneficial. But we want to finish this business in this lifetime. We don't want to hang around here. We want to check all the, what is the 12th chapter, 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, what are all the evil effects of Kali Yuga. Oh, let me wait and see. I want to verify all these things, how it is going. No, we don't want to wait for that. Already Srimad Bhagavatam has given everything. As the Kali Yuga progresses, manda sumanda madayo, manda bhagya hi upadar. All this, do you want to wait here and then want to verify all this statement by statement? No, we don't want to hang around here. Waiting all this. So we want to finish our business. Oh, those who want to, that is why in this sloka it is mentioned here, those who want to finish the business. So here Prabhupada says in the purport, interesting. If however one wants to stick to the continued existence in the material world, he may indulge in female association unrestrictedly. So he gives this formula also. So if you want to hang around here, no, then these things don't apply to you. If you want to finish the business, then these things apply. We want to finish the business. We don't want to hang around here and just keep on continuing. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. This is going on. And then we never get tired actually. We have been doing the same activity for youngs and then we still thinking that with more vigor, more and more vigor. But Bhagavad Gita, I already read Bhagavad Gita. Already read Bhagavad Gita, I mean you read again. You already finished once, means finish second time, finish third time. Because this is like a sometime all the other things, oh, this movie and other things, they don't have any kind of this thing. Oh, any number of times we can see. But reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, already I finished once. I don't want to. As if you have understood all the purports of Bhagavad Gita and then you don't have to read again. That is not the mental. So this is very important, that person who want to finish the business, so then these restrictions are there. So Srila Prabhupada continues here, this sloka. Out of the four social divisions, the brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi, three orders are strictly prohibited from the association of women. Only the grahasthas or householders are given license to have an intimate relationship with the woman. And that relationship is also restricted. We also know from the Shastra, if this is like a too much engagement in sense gratification, then it's not good. After you keep on trying to gratify the sense, this one philosophy say, you keep on gratify the senses, or the senses will become completely uncontrolled, come in control. This is not, because Srila Prabhupada gives a story. This one, Akbar, this Akbar was there, Akbar's minister. Akbar had this one question. He was asking, how long this the desire, the lusty desire, the sex desire will be there? So then he said, no, like Akbar, Birbal said, till death. Then Akbar didn't believe. No, what is this? No, till death? Yeah, then he said, one day I will prove it to you. One day, so he was, Akbar was there, this thing, then Birbal said, no, please, Akbar, you please come. We are visiting one person. We are he's almost in the dying stage. Deathbed, almost death. Any one more time, he will cough, he will go to pass away. So he will come and see. But while coming, just to bring your daughter also. Just bring your young daughter, so bring her also. So, and then he said, like he told before that, he warned, just notice the eyes of this person. Like, so when this person came, he introduced, here the big janab, Akbar is coming. He didn't even, this is looking at that the young girl is coming. Because even though he's just next minute he's going to die, but still it's not that sometimes people say, oh, keep on engaging in unrestricted sense enjoyment, automatically the desire will go away. No, the desire will never go away. Unless otherwise we make an attempt to curb the desire will not go away. The king Ayati, he is saying his statement, after 1,000 years of engaging in sense gratification, the desires are still growing and growing only. He's not saying, oh, 1,000 years I've engaged in sense gratification, now all the desires are subsided. Have you ever seen? No. Shastra will not tell lies, actually. We have to understand. The desire will keep on growing only. So it's not like constantly engaging in sense enjoyment, it's not going to give, it's going to give misery only. Not only this thing, because the misery will come in different ways. Because he says, Yayati says, now I have engaged in sense, my senses are become completely, I'm not able to, the senses are not cooperating. We also find sometimes what we were doing 20 years ago, now we are not able to do. Now it's not able to do. Now you can't do all these things. Okay. So these are all the things. So it is not like a, so yoga means we are trying to connect with God. The sense gratification is just like a trying to drag us. But that is why, but again, that Indriya Preeti has to be there also. So it's not like a completely, you can completely cut the Indriya Preeti. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Indriya Preeti is like, Indriya Preeti has to be, if it is Atma Indriya Preeti, then it is called lust, kama. If it is Krishna Indriya Preeti, it is called prema. You see, Indriya Preeti you can't deny. Indriya Preeti has to be, but whose Indriya you are trying to satisfy? If you do Krishna Indriya Preeti, if you do activities for Krishna, to please Krishna's Indriya, automatically you get pleasure and your Indriyas are also satisfied. But if you try to satisfy only my Indriya, only my senses, then suffering. That is lust actually. For example, you have a flower. That flower is a nice thing. Okay, but if you just try to enjoy the flower yourself, then it is your this thing. But you offer the flower to Krishna. Then after that you take prasad. Not that disallowed or anything. Oh, still you can have. Like Krishna has bhoga. Krishna already had prasad, bhoga. And then we take prasad. So what is the difficulty? So we are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vamso, jiva loka, jiva bhuta, sanatana. So by giving Krishna satisfaction, automatically we are also satisfying ourselves. Because since we are part and parcel of Krishna, our enjoyment is automatically included in that. It is not that separately we have to have enjoyment. Like if all Indriyas think that we want to have separate enjoyment, how it will have? The hand has to take and put the halwa in the mouth. Then only the whole body gets nourished. Narada Muni says, Yatha taror mula nishechanena tripchanti tatskanda bhujopashaka. Because if you want to nourish the tree, you want to put the water at the root. If you want to nourish the whole body, you put the food in the stomach. Same way, if you want to offer the worship, you worship Achyuta. Achyutebhya. So if you worship Krishna, then automatically all the so many millions and millions, trillions of demigods, they will also be pleased. How many demigods you will worship one by one separately? If you worship this one, the other one may get upset. This one may get upset, that one may get upset. Why you want to get to that type of thing? Better worship Krishna, then by worshipping Krishna, everybody gets satisfied. Yasmin tushte, jagat tushte. If you worship Krishna, automatically everybody is pleased. Nobody gets displeased actually. Demons get displeased sometimes, but Krishna fixes them. Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Sisupala, Krishna comes and they fix us, okay, what is their position. They are also meditating actually. So this is the sloka. Prabhupada concludes here. If however one wants to stick to the continued existence in the material world, he may indulge in female association unrestrictedly. So this is like the point is, here we are here to develop a higher taste. ఎస్ భగవద్గీత సేస్ విషయా వినివర్తంతే నిరాహారస్య దేహినః రసవర్జం రసోభ్యశ్చ పరం దృష్ట్వా నివర్తతే. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ పరం దృష్ట్వా, ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ద హయర్ టేస్ట్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ వీ కెన్ గివ్ అప్ ద లోవర్ టేస్ట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ కంప్లీట్లీ షట్ డౌన్ ఆల్ ది సెన్సెస్, కంప్లీట్లీ షట్ డౌన్ ఆల్ ది అసోసియేషన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ హూ వీ ఆర్. సో ఐఎమ్ స్పిరిచువల్, ఐఎమ్ స్పిరిట్ సోల్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ దిస్ బాడీ. విత్ దాట్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో అండ్ టాక్ టు సంబడి, దెన్ వేర్ ఈస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ ఆర్ అవర్షన్? ఓన్లీ విత్ ఓ దిస్ మై ఓ వాట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ఇట్ ఫర్ మీ, what am I going to get, what is the, how I'm get some kind of happiness or some kind of sense gratification from this person, then the problem comes. Instead, okay, here is a person, this is a man or woman or whoever it may be, okay, I am, if you can do that, if you can't do that also, like sometimes, you know, like somebody, okay, that's fine. That is why, you know, like if we, as long as far as possible, you know, we have to take care. It's not like we are spirit souls, we can do anything and everything. That is not possible. You know? We are spirit soul, we all know. On a spiritual level, we are all one. But when the body is there, so we have to be, some segregation has to be there also. It's not that we are not so advanced that we can do anything and everything. No, we are not that advanced. So that's why we have to have some restrictions are there. That is why Shastra gives all the restrictions. It's not that Shastra wants to give us punishment or anything. So Shastra gives restriction. And then by following the process, the bhakti pareshanubhavo virakti. This bhakti is so wonderful, they forget all these things. Like when Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom bigger than his father's kingdom, grandfather's kingdom. But when he engaged in devotional service, he completely forgot everything. For what purpose he went for the vana and do for tapasya, he forgot everything. And then he finally said, "This I got your association, I don't want anything." So this is the beauty. So even the person who has desire, no desire, full of desire, still that person is asked to worship Krishna. Akama, sarvakama, na vokshakama, udharati, thivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta purushampa. If you worship Krishna, even though I may have desire, even though I may have all the problems, that problem also will, this is like a bhakti, is like a klesha agni. It will completely wipe out all this. That is why this is recommended. This bhakti yoga is recommended, even though a person has desire, no desire, or full of desire, still you engage in pure devotional service, then Krishna will see to that. Okay, yeah, you will make arrangement. Yes, you want to marry. Yeah, marry, bigger children. Then after that, he will also give you the, by engaging in devotional service, he will give vairagya also. Don't worry. How the vairagya will come? Vairagya will come like that only. Vasudeva, when by performing devotional service, Krishna will give vairagya. It's not that we are going to get how to get vairagya crash course. No? We don't want to do that. We just get vairagya by engaging in devotional service. Vairagya will be bestowed upon us. So we'll stop here if there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Insatiable, yeah. Yes. He says the sitting place, I don't exactly remember the sloka. Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajoguna, Samudbhava, మహాసనో మహాపాపమా విధ్యేనం హ వైరీణం. సో ఈ సేస్ అబౌట్ దట్ దిస్ ఇస్ వైరీ, దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎనిమీ, బట్ ఐ డోంట్ నో వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్సేషియబుల్. ఇట్ ఇస్ దేర్ బట్ ద పాయింట్ ఇస్ కరెక్ట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్సేషియబుల్ అండ్ శాస్త్ర ఆల్సో సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ యూ కాంట్ జస్ట్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ పోరింగ్ ఆయిల్ ఇన్ టు ద ఫైర్. ఇఫ్ సంబడి థింగ్స్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షట్ డౌన్ లైక్ కీప్ ద ఫైర్ డౌన్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యాపన్. సో దిట్స్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యాపన్. సో ఇట్ విల్ గ్లో మోర్ అండ్ మోర్, ఇట్ విల్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్. బట్ రెస్ట్రిక్టింగ్, it may seem like a restricting sense enjoyment, in the beginning it may seem like a poison. Like Bhagavad Gita end, towards the end it says, sometimes, you know, the sense gratification, beginning it may seem like a nectar, and end it is a poison. But the austerities, in the beginning it may look like a poison, but the end it will be like a nectar. So this is the difficulty.
And Prabhupada says that men and women are like
butter and fire. Yes, yes, yeah, correct. Yeah, that is why there has to be some segregation, has to be there. That's why all these instructions are there to keep in mind all the time. Like it's not just like, oh, Bhagavatam is very 5,000-year-old literature, it's talking about all this. No, even now it is difficult. Because that's why if we have this knowledge, all this different thing, how to treat other person, Matruvat Paradareshu, if you keep that one sloka in mind, then you know whoever you see. Also the mother, the woman also sees the other man as a son. It's not only always the man is the problem or woman is the problem. That is actually we are only Krishna is the Ishvara. We were discussing Krishna is the only Ishvara and we are all Prakriti. We are all about to give enjoyment for Krishna. Some of them in the male bodies, some are in the female bodies. So whatever way, but that only thing is whatever body we are in, that is not a problem. It's not going to, when you are going to the spiritual world, all these questions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, whether you are this or that. No, whether all the whatever body you may be in, whatever the social situation, have you developed some love for Krishna? That is the question asked. If you have developed, then come in. Otherwise, stay here. So if you want to, this thing is given so that whether we develop some love for Krishna. Otherwise, all our activities, Shrama Evahi Kevalam, Dharma Swanasthita Pumsa, Vishwaksena Katasuya, Na Utpadayate Yati Ratim, Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Because if you have not developed devotion to Krishna in the whole life, then all our accomplishments, all our big things, everything is a useless labor. Why? Because what he has to done with this life, you have not done that. Everything else you have done perfectly, but you have not done the main thing. Main thing is you have to develop love. And otherwise, again take birth again and then continue your journey. Continue your journey for another lifetime. So that we have to be careful. So a devotee who wants to go back home, back to God, these are all the instructions given, Kapila Dev giving. So this we have to keep always in our mind. Yes, these things are there, the restrictions are there. I have not become like a Paramahamsa, I come completely away above all this. No, nobody is, even Lord Brahmaji. Brahmaji, when in the time of creation, he got attracted. If Brahmaji, he can get attracted, what can we talk about ourselves actually? Huh? Brahmaji got attracted. So we have. This is a very heavy duty thing. No? We have to be careful. It's not instructions are only for the neophytes. No, not neophytes. Everyone. Everyone has to take this instruction to heart. Actually. Otherwise, it will be difficult. Hare Krishna, Mate.
I just maybe I'm wrong, but for me, and Satyabho means no matter how much we endeavor to satisfy our desires, no matter how much we please with this food, with that food, and also on the subtle level, we get the pain, we get this, we will never be satisfied because that's not us. We are trying to satisfy, we are giving the tools to imagine that we are satisfying, but yeah. Because that's not real,
yes.
It cannot satisfy. So for me, satiable, no matter how much you try materially to satisfy yourself, you won't be satisfied.
Yes.
Because that's not how it works.
Yes.
It's like Prabhupada said about like the finger. If he wants to get nourishment, you know, because he decided, I don't want to put food in the mouth.
Yeah.
For us it means, I don't want to please Krishna.
Yes.
I want directly, why should I please Krishna?
Krishna, yeah.
So, this tries to eat, you can put this hand in the food how much you want.
Yes.
But your desires will be
never fulfilled.
Satisfied.
Yeah.
You will not get nourishment and satisfaction. Mm. But the real thing, because that's the body, that's the part.
Yeah.
Part cannot satisfy itself.
Yes.
You have to go through the
system. Yeah.
The system.
Yeah. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna. Prabhupada uses each word very carefully. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Our satisfaction is included in Krishna. When you do Krishna's satisfaction, our satisfaction is already included. And also we are trying to satisfy, but we don't know who we are and then what are we trying to satisfy. Sometimes we don't understand who we are. We think now we are this body, then we try to satisfy like that. But we are not this body. We are spirit soul. So then you try to give satisfaction to the soul. Because all the activities what we are doing, morning, getting up in the morning till go to the bed, so many activities, if you can write down how many activities are connected to the body, how many connected to the soul, body activities are more. But here, but we also have to see, now we are now 9 o'clock, now we are also going to take prasadam. So this is not, taking prasadam is not only a stomach activity, it is a devotional activity. Prasada seva, that is also service to Krishna. Because Krishna has already honored prasad, bhoga, now we are going to partake. So that is also, the Prabhupada says, our life has to be molded in such a way where we can do all the activities connecting with Krishna. That is what we have to, that is our intelligence. So we have to scratch our brain, how to do activities, how to connect with Krishna. It's easy, it's not difficult, not that difficult. All the activities we can do, where only the sinful activities only, so that is the only thing to be avoided. Because all other activities, you can connect with Krishna. Whether you go to work or go to school, go to office, everything can be connected with Krishna. Nobody can say that, I don't know how to connect with Krishna. There's a devotees are there, you can ask them. Everything can be connected with Krishna. There is always, that is why, every advanced devotee, he sees everywhere Krishna. For him, there is no difficulty. Yomam pashyati sarvatra. He sees everywhere, wherever he sees Krishna only. So for him, there is no problem. So that is why we have to develop that vision, how to connect everything with Krishna, how to see everything. Like you see something, immediately our mood should be, okay, sometimes you go outside also. I went with one devotee, he saw a big hall, marriage hall, it's very good for preaching. So like this, you have to see anything you see, how to connect with Krishna. That is our devotee's vision. Other person will think, how can I enjoy the whole thing? But here, you go to a garden, you don't think that, now, good garden, now let me enjoy. But immediately the devotee, nice flowers are there. We can collect and offer to Krishna. That is what devotee will think. Enjoyment is there. After the offering to the garland, we also get the fragrance, we also smell, and we also get. So, Krishna satisfaction means you are also getting satisfied. It's not that only Krishna enjoys and you are high and dry. You are just struggling here. No. When Krishna is satisfied, you are also satisfied. Hare Krishna. Thanks, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya.